The Lord be with you. Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. One day, as Jesus was teaching, Pharisees and teachers of law would come from every village of Galilee and Judea and Jerusalem were sitting there. And the power of the Lord was with him for healing. And some men brought on a stretcher a man who was paralyzed. They were trying to bring him in and set him in his presence. But not finding a way to bring him in because of the crowd, they went up on the roof and lowered him on the stretcher through the tiles into the middle in front of Jesus. When Jesus saw their faith, he said, "As for you, your sins are forgiven." Then the scribes and Pharisees began to ask themselves, "Who is this who speaks blasphemies? Who but God alone can forgive sins?" Jesus knew their thoughts and said to them in reply, "What are you thinking in your hearts? Which is easier to say, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to say, 'Rise and walk'? But you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins." He said to the one who was paralyzed, "I say to you, rise, pick up your stretcher, and go home." He stood up immediately before them, picked up what he had been lying on, and went home glorifying God. Then astonishment seized them, and they glorified God. And struck with awe, they said, "We have seen incredible things today." The Gospel of the Lord. The opening prayer, among many beautiful expressions, the one that really struck me is, "With purity unblemished." Really, that's none of us. Who is it? It's only Mary. Purity unblemished. We all are sinners. We're all conceived with original sin. We all commit sins, and sin is impurity in one form or another. So if we really want to arrive at that purity of eyes, mind, memory, imagination, heart, body, soul, even intention, who do we have to go to? We have to go to Mary. We have to go to Mary. So through her prayers, we can arrive at that purity unblemished and live a life of great holiness. We can. Maybe you've heard the expression, "Tell me with whom you associate, and I'll tell you who you are." Dime con quien anda, te digo quien eres. In Espanol. I like that phrase. If you're hanging around with cholos, you're going to be a cholo. Probably. If you're hanging around with people that say bad words, you probably end up by saying bad words. If you hang out with thieves, you're probably going to become an expert in what is called the five-finger discount. Five-finger discount. But if you hang around and spend time with holy people, you're probably going to become holy. Stands to reason, right? That's why we encourage all of you to consecrate yourself to Mary. In our parish, this week is probably the most Marian week in the whole year for our parish. Tonight, the church is going to be packed at 7 o'clock. I've been working a whole month preparing a group of Hispanics to consecrate themselves in honor of Our Lady Guadalupe, whose feast day we celebrate tomorrow, but we can prepare for tomorrow by tonight, right? So if we want to be unblemished, purity unblemished, let's consecrate ourselves to Mary. And a beautiful sign of our consecration to Mary is wearing your scapular. Do all of you have your scapular on? Well, those who do not have a scapular, for the love of God, get a scapular. And I'll tell you, one of the reasons why it's important to have a scapular is that it's our sign that we belong to Mary, that we're in the school of Mary, that we're in the heart of Mary. Many saints also say that when we're dying, God allows the devil to attack us. If not physically, spiritually, yes. The last moments. We want to be well prepared. So you have your scapular, you've got your armor on, you've got your breastplate, you've got the shield. Because look at it symbolically, the scapular is placed over your, the word scapular comes from Latin scapula, which means shoulder, that's what it means, if you go to Latin. So it's over two places in your body, it's over your heart and it's over your shoulder. So what does that symbolize? Mary's giving us a big hug. So we're dying, Mary is embracing us. You want Mary to embrace you when you're dying? You don't want the devil to be kissing you and hugging you when you die. I hope not. Rather, we want Mary to be embracing us and helping us to die in God's friendship. Amen?
Amen?
Okay, a word on the gospel. Maybe two words. One is we see Jesus as healer. He's the divine physician. But look at the juxtaposition of how he heals this person. He first heals his soul. Then he heals his body. Very interesting. Do we pay more attention to our soul or our body? Well, hopefully you people come to daily Mass. You pay more attention to your soul. But most people know. They pay much more attention to their body than their soul, to the material over the spiritual, to the temporal over the eternal, of the palpable over the mystical, the unseen. Face it, that's the world in which we live. But Jesus gives us the right hierarchy of values. Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and everything else will be given to you besides. Right? Seek first the kingdom. But one other element is the... I've often admired those who carried this guy. They had to carry him on a stretcher. Try to imagine if me and Father Aunt Delaney had to carry Father Larry, you know? From here to Bellflower. I mean, that would be a... That'd be tough. You know? But it must have been hard. Maybe they had to carry him a mile. So I admire the compassion, the love, and the faith of those who carry the stretcher. I don't think we give them their credit. Because if they had not brought him there, the miracle would have never been accomplished. So I'm going to ask you people, how many people in your lives, kind of in the background, inconspicuous people, have been instrumental in bringing you here today? Probably a lot. Some people kind of in the background, they didn't shine, they were not ostentatious, they were just there. They'd be praying for you, saying a good word, and if it weren't for them, you might not be here today. So thank God for all the people that God has placed in your life who have been instrumental for you being here today. Amen.